Recovery Radio, KMP3000. You're listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can find me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started or it's just winding down or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. It's really important that I tell you that each and every time. Just kidding. It is good, though. It's pretty heavenly. Read an email today I got from a gentleman named Dan. He's never written me before. And then I want to talk about it. I had an episode on my podcast called The Problem and the Plot. And that is the subject of this email. The Problem and the Plot. Dear Clay. Clay is the name I use on the books. It stands for Feet of Clay. That's why it's Clay F. And it means that without God, I'm nothing. And it's also how the man Mike, who showed me everything I've learned in the big book, changed my life so dramatically, used to sign his letters to Alcoholics Anonymous. He'd sign them Feet of Clay. So that's why I use Clay F. It's not my real name. It says, Dear Clay, I loved this episode. Finally, someone who understands the true message of the big book and a true understanding of alcoholism. I had a profound spiritual experience, Bill W. type, 6 years ago, and have never been the same. I struggled being a dry drunk in AA, going to meetings, and just not drinking for 8 years. Finally, I drank. I came back to AA and met a sponsor who took me through the big book. My spiritual experience lit the big book up like a Christmas tree. Everything made sense to me. I was and am to this day experiencing every promise in the big book. I started a big book study in my community, and that's my home group. My problem now is every meeting I go to, all I hear is the opposite of what is in the big book. I am selfish because I'm an alcoholic. It's a threefold disease, blah, blah, blah. I almost at times wish I was back to sleep and not awakened so I could just be ignorant of alcoholism like I was for 8 years. You don't want to do that. I have tried to share the true message of the big book, but no one wants to hear it. They get upset at me and think I'm not being loving and tolerant. Welcome to my world. It is so frustrating. Not sure what I can do to change what I think is the AA sham. It's just a bunch of people repeating the same disinformation over and over. I call it the cult of AA. I leave meetings and I just want to cry. How did AA get so far from the original message? Any advice on how to cope with watered-down AA? Thanks for all you do. Regards. You I really appreciate your writing. It is my experience. That's been my experience in Alcoholics Anonymous since I went through the big book in a non-linear fashion in 1992. And I've learned a lot, and I've gotten better at aiming my focus on love instead of fear or frustration or whatever you want to call it. There's a lot I could say about this, as it's been very challenging. It's been very difficult. This is the reason why I write the books. This is the reason why I've written the books. This is the reason why I do the workshop. This is the reason why I have the podcast. I've tried to use all this experience with what is in that email, point it towards something constructive and mending. Try and do that as best I can. But it's very challenging. I think I shared about it on here when I first discovered that we have flipped what the big book says completely on its head, and usually do the very opposite of what's actually in that book, and pass on often the very opposite of what's in that book. Well, the first thing I did with all that information was I just got mad at everybody. And I resented my way right out of AA. Stood up at the podium, told people they didn't understand the big book and this and that. And you know what I was doing? I'll read it to you. All right. Ready? Page 60. Last paragraph, about halfway through. Most people try to live by self-propulsion. Each person is like an actor who wants to run the whole show, is forever trying to arrange the lights, the ballet, the scenery, and the rest of the players in his own way. Well, I want everybody in AA to understand that the big book says it is a twofold malady. I want everybody in the room to understand that you're not supposed to make people feel obligated to work with you. I want everybody to understand that the big book says that God can remove your selfishness. And I want everybody to understand that you can, according to the big book, you'll come to rely upon your thinking. You can trust it completely, independent of your thoughts concerning alcohol. And if you can't trust your thinking, don't blame alcoholism. I want everybody to understand that. If his arrangements would only stay put, as only people would do as he wished, the show would be great. Everybody, including himself, would be pleased, and life would be wonderful. I want everybody to understand that dot, dot, dot. I want everybody to understand that there's no writing in step one in the big book. And there are some reasons for that. There's no writing. Step two, I want everybody to understand this. I want everybody to understand that it says in plain language that the bedevilments are not alcoholism. It's described as our human problems. I want everybody to understand it. If his arrangements would only stay put, if only people would do as he wished, the show would be great. Everybody, including himself, would be pleased, and life would be wonderful. And trying to make these arrangements, our actor may be sometimes quite virtuous, kind, considerate, patient, generous, modest, and self-sacrificing. Back to page 60. On this basis, we're almost always in collision with something or somebody, even if our motives are good. My motives are good. I want people to have the experience I'm having. When I learned the message I've learned in 1992 in this non-linear big book study that changed everything about my life. It changed my understanding of the problem and the solution, and it changed what I do and what I apply, and its efficacy went through the roof. I want everybody to understand that. My motives are good. I want people to be having the experience that I'm having. Everybody, including himself, will be pleased and life will be wonderful. It'd be so amazing. I talk to people who are struggling with stuff that I'm not struggling with. And it's related to my understanding of what is wrong with me, what is my assholism and what my alcoholism is. If my arrangements would only stay put, if only people understood this, life would be great. But I don't know. I'm not God. I don't know who needs to hear what. I don't know who's helped by what. The things that helped me for years in Alcoholics Anonymous were parts of moves being made by God to lead me to where I am today that I could never have understood. And I heard things all the time that were so profound to me that sometimes were completely irrelevant to the book or completely opposed what was in the book. And I just don't know who needs to hear what. I just don't know. I'm not God. My job is to work on a puzzle where I'm trying to bring truth where there's error, which is what we're talking about right now, which is why I do the podcast, which is why I write the books, which is why I do the workshop, trying to bring truth where there's error. That's important. And I'm also trying to bring the spirit of forgiveness where there's wrong. I mean, I've had things passed down to me that could have killed me. I've had advice given to me in AA that would kill me if I followed it. So it's just a lot. A lot to navigate and work on, but it comes down to God is the principal and I'm just the agent, and what do you want me to do? I ask him every day in morning meditation what we could do for the person who's still sick, and the answers will come if our own house is in order. And I don't know, just trying to get out of the way of God's light. I don't know. Do I think it's God's will that I'm go up to the podium and tell everybody that they're stupid and they don't know Alcoholics Anonymous? No. Probably not. Have I done that? Yeah, I have. One time I left a meeting and I threw a book at somebody. Do I think that's God's will? No. Yeah. It is challenging at times. I don't want to be a polarizing person. I just want to do and pass on and share my experience with what's in the book. And I want to share what the big book actually says as clearly and as lovingly and as consistently as possible. But more than that, way more important than that, is I want to actually live it. I want to actually live what's in there. And if I'm really living what's in there, I am surrounded by people with whom I disagree, and I am a loving, mending force. To end your email, you asked if there was any... What did you say? Any advice on how to cope with watered down AA? Ask God what you could do for the person who's still sick. Do your best to quit playing God. I I started meditating on the difference between like bringing truth where there's error and bringing the spirit of forgiveness where there's wrong. Those are not the same things. And it's just a puzzle to work on for the rest of your life. But that's I don't know what anybody needs to hear. I know that I'm having an incredible experience with God and with the Big Book. And I know that I'm having the experience I'm having because of the understanding that I have of that Big Book. And I know I want to pass that along as often as possible. And I also know the Big Book says we'll be most successful if we're not like reformers or on some crusade. So there's also that. So I don't push this on anyone. I mean, I don't tell anybody to do my workshop. I don't. I try not to be on a crusade. So it's a lot. Still working on a lot of this. I know that the Big Book says that I am not the problem. Alcohol was not my solution, according to the Big Book. According to the Big Book, alcohol was the problem. And that's so important because, in part, of the fact that the problem gets solved. The reason you come to AA, the thing you want to get solved, gets solved. And that's such an incredible message. And it's the polar opposite of what is commonly shared, which hurts me to hear. Hurts me to hear people saying that they're the problem and their head's a dangerous place and their laziness is their alcoholism and all that. It hurts me because I believed that for years and I was miserable by comparison, so. There's a lot. I don't know if this helped. I hope it did. It's a puzzle I'm still working on as well. But I really do appreciate the letter. And if you want to write me back, or if anybody else wants to write, I mean, just write sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. It's my favorite thing to talk about. And I want to give a shout out today to Mallory. Give a special shout out today to Teets. Very special shout out. Like extremely special. I'm gonna give a shout out to Hoops McCann. And as always, Chelsea, Dave, special shout out to you. Love you both very much. If anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Working on a new modeling shoot today. It says, "What if God was one of us?" And then there's an arrow pointing to my body. Stupid. All right. I really gotta come up with some new modeling jokes. I know I do. All right. I'm gonna go. I don't know why my life was safe, but I'm gonna go try to live a life that's worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.